And on the home front, what do you remember about food rationing?
I never really went hungry, well, no matter where I was billeted. I had five billets altogether. I think it was five or six. Yeah, because I kept going backwards and forwards. I found that in the large family, we did better for food because you can obviously cater better with larger amounts and you can do different things with it, can't you? When I lived in Russell Street, which was after I lived in Wick Road, I was out, and then we ran out of sugar one weekend, and I had to drink tea without sugar, and I've never had sugar in my tea since. I preferred it that way. Because it's been a country district, most of the houses had gardens, you know. Bognor Road, Wick Road had a big garden, Russell Street had a big garden.
So they use that
That
to
they
grow.
oh you grew, most people grew their own vegetables.
Yes.
Most people knew people who had chickens and things like that because fruit was a rarity. You couldn't get fruit. Well, not things like oranges, bananas. I mean, I don't think once the war really got going, I don't think I saw a banana till the end of the war. And oranges were very, very rare.
Yes.
And orange juice was kept for children. The government did orange juice and rosehip syrup. And if you had young children, you had an allocation of this, or if you were pregnant, you got an allocation of this, but you couldn't get fresh oranges. I mean, obviously you've got all fresh apples and that sort of thing. Some things were rationed, and some you could get sausages weren't rationed, and liver wasn't rationed, but very difficult to get. There wasn't very much. The thing was, you had to eat what there was, and you either ate it or you left it. You couldn't say, "Oh, I'll have this for tea tonight. I'll have that," and somebody will say, "Oh, I don't fancy that. I'll have something else." None of that. You just got a meal, and you, as I say, you either ate it or you left it.
And what about sweets and
Oh
chocolate?
dear, sweets were not at the beginning of the war. They weren't rationed. No, they weren't rationed at the beginning of the war. I'm sure they weren't. No, they weren't, were they? No, they weren't rushing at the beginning of the war. But when they were, I think you got about a quarter pound of sweets each a week. Now I've got such a sweet tooth. And I used to catch other people's chocolates off them. And after the war, when I'd exchanged my sugar, because sugar was all still rationed, I'd exchanged my sugar for other people's sweets.